Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Hershberger moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. McKinney moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKinney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaul hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitterv covering, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaul fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is 0-for-1 in the game. Splitterv hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Patek reaches second base with a double. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Hershberger fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hershberger. Valdespino goes all the way around to score. Otis moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Terry Forster now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan fires to first and picks off Schall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Richard pinch hits for Terry Forster. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Eddie now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Splitterf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterf is 0 for 2 in the game. Splitterf bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Patek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Keeley now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Valdespino moves to third. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.